أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us how to spend of the wealth that Allah has blessed us with, and that we should be moderate in our expenditure, not exercise miserliness, but we should spend, but also not spend to the extent where we then become in need of assistance, and we become dependent on others. In the next ayah, ayah number 31 of Surah to Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses a practice that was prevalent within the pre-Islamic society. And that was that they would kill their children, especially their daughters. Because the moment they were blessed with a child, they would feel that their expenses would now increase, and that they are placed under financial burden. So to avoid this increase in their expenses and their expenditure, and to avoid bearing greater financial strain, they would kill the babies and kill the children. Today, it is found as well. You find in the form of abortion. It is a form of killing children. In the form of usage of contraceptives, when the intention is to avoid additional expenses, then it's haram. When it comes to the usage of contraceptives, there are reasons and there are valid excuses that may be used in order to use contraceptives. But if the reason is fear of financial burden, that if the husband and wife conceive, then the expenses will increase, then this, for this reason, it is haram, completely haram, to use contraceptives. Why? Because provisions and sustenance lie in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ. Do not kill your children. خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. For fear of poverty. Because you fear poverty, don't ever kill them. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ. We are the ones who provide for them. وَإِيَّاكُمْ. And we are the ones who provide for you. إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطَّعًا كَبِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, killing them, murdering them, is a very big and great crime. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not go near zina, fornication. Don't even go near it. Allah did not say, وَلَا تَزْنُوا. Do not commit zina. Do not commit fornication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not even go near zina. Don't even go near anything that may lead you to zina, that may lead you to commit zina, whatever it may be, interacting with a person from the opposite gender, being friendly with a person from the opposite gender, reading such material that may create within one the desire to commit zina, going to places wherein a person is surrounded by such elements that invite one towards zina, all of these things that may lead one towards zina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not even go near such things. وَلَا تَقْرِبُوا zina. Why? Because a person will eventually want to commit the act of zina once he has been exposed to such things that invite him towards zina. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا zina. Do not go near to zina. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Indeed, it is a great shame. It is an act of immorality, shamelessness, that a person goes towards zina, and of course even the act of zina. وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, it is a very evil path that one takes. May Allah grant us the understanding.